This is Audible.
Harper Audio presents The Beauty Diet. Unlock the 5 secrets of ageless beauty from the inside out by David Wolf. Read by Brett Berry. Before we begin, don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. It contains useful information such as tips, recipes, resources, and more, and will be referred to throughout as the enhancement. The 5 beauty factors. I believe the pursuit of beauty is a noble one. Our appearance is a mirror that reflects who we are, revealing our lifestyle choices, our state of mind, and our potential. Everyone wants to feel beautiful. You've picked up this book because you too seek lasting, sustainable beauty. Unfortunately, it is the desire to be beautiful, instead of to create, feel, and nourish beauty, that has fueled the $160 billion a year beauty and cosmetics industry and created a culture of comparing, criticizing, correcting, concealing, and camouflaging. We cover our bodies with products labeled natural that actually contain dangerous ingredients. Of the 82,000 chemicals used in beauty and cosmetic products, most of these include carcinogens, reproductive toxins, hormone disruptors, and pesticides. On average, women in the United States use 12 personal care or cosmetic products a day, which can contain 168 different chemicals. Teens are exposed to even more chemicals. They use, on average, 17 products per day. And although men use fewer products, they still are exposed to 85 different chemicals every single day. The way we go about being beautiful is woefully misguided. This onslaught of toxic chemicals, preservatives, pesticides, heavy metals, and harmful electromagnetic frequencies pollutes our bodies, accelerates our aging, ravages our complexion, and destroys our energy and vitality, effectively unbeautifying us. Then we are forced to seek solutions for our early aging symptoms in the bottles of more cosmetic and beauty products, creating a vicious cycle of toxicity that not only empties our wallets, but also keeps us from attaining the beauty we so desire. I have spoken to tens of thousands of women from all around the world at my events, book signings, retreats, and lectures, and what has shocked me most about the pursuit of beauty is how dissatisfied nearly all women are with how they look and feel. Did you know that only 2% of women consider themselves to be beautiful? I've learned firsthand through these conversations the immediate and long-term consequences of the fear-driven cosmetics and beauty business that preys upon women's insecurities and feelings of inadequacy. The women I've talked to share feelings of disempowerment and are victims of a collective brainwashing. They are forced to believe that beauty is determined by a number on a scale, the size of their waist, the shape of their butt, and the voluptuousness of their lips. As a result, women are willing to submit to increasingly riskier cosmetic procedures, from tummy tucks to facelifts, Botox injections, butt implants, and breast augmentations, all in an effort to attain the ideal beauty, which is an airbrushed illusion in the first place. In fact, many women who attend my lectures seek my advice on how to reverse the damage the surgeries, procedures, and chemical peels have done to their faces and bodies. Essentially, we have, as a society, removed Mother Earth from the beauty equation. We have become mistrustful of and embarrassed about our bodies, feeling disappointed and betrayed by them, when, in fact, nature has created perfection in each and every one of us. All we have to do is let that shine through. We have sought solutions from a synthetic, human-made, chemically driven cosmetics culture that destroys our health and our environment, when the solutions to our problems are right in front of us. The ancient civilizations of Greece, Rome, Egypt, China, and India relied upon the natural resources offered by Mother Earth to beautify themselves. We can learn a lot from ancient wisdom and experience. The time-tested beauty secrets I will be sharing in these pages are, in fact, nothing new. They are quite old, centuries old. After returning our faith and confidence to the miracles of nature and ourselves, we can make more informed decisions on what to put on and in our bodies. The path to beauty is simple. When we take cues from our ancestors and tap into nature's abundant resources, we can experience optimal health on every level, which in turn allows us to exude both inner and outer beauty. Now is the best time ever to take advantage of what Mother Earth provides. We have unprecedented access to the purest and most potent superfoods, super herbs, medicinal mushrooms, and unique plant oils from around the world. Due to extraordinary advances in technology, there are alternatives that, when used in combination with nature's offerings, enable us to bring our bodies back into balance and experience superior health and vitality. Over the past several decades, I have engaged in rigorous study, research, and self-experimentation by incorporating the wisdom of the ancients with the bounty of the earth. In this book, I will share everything I have learned with you so you can look and feel the best ever. This information isn't complicated, and my suggestions aren't costly or invasive. You don't need facelifts or fillers to turn back time. You can experience youth, radiance, and vitality by eating life-enhancing foods that create the inner glow that is your birthright. My philosophy. There are five beauty factors that will lead you to a state of beyond beautiful. That is, a state of superior health and vitality from the inside out. These five factors are the foundations upon which radiant health is built. Put simply, if you optimize these factors to suit your individual lifestyle and follow them consistently in your day-to-day life, you will undergo a beauty transformation. The five beauty factors. 1. Eat for beauty. Nutrition is the foundation of beauty. The only true way to maintain supple skin, shiny hair, a joyful outlook, and energy all day long is by keeping a close eye on what you do and don't put into your body. In the Eat for Beauty chapter, you will learn how to identify and access the best foods ever and avoid harmful ones from the moment you wake up, from the top 10 superfoods and super herbs to the other extreme, the most contaminated food substances passed off as safe food. Through powerful nutrition, you can restore, rejuvenate, and activate the natural elasticity in your skin in a way no invasive cosmetic procedure or synthetic beauty product ever could. You will hear about cutting-edge research on the benefits of healthy fats and oils, superfood nutrients, mineralization, good carbohydrates, plant proteins, and more. 2. Remove toxins. Toxins are lurking everywhere. In the air we breathe, the homes we inhabit, the food we eat, the water we drink, the clothes we wear, and the many products we put on our bodies every single day. Over time, all of the chemicals we are bombarded with block the body's natural ability to detoxify itself, and we enter into a state of toxic overload. As we become more deficient in essential nutrients and vitamins, we start to experience constipation, poor skin tone, thinning hair, and stubborn fat. In the Remove Toxins chapter, you will find easy ways to avoid harmful chemicals and remove toxic buildup. You will discover how every internal organ, from your liver to your kidneys to your lungs, affects your appearance, and how to nourish these organs by removing the toxins that harm them. In addition, you will detox your body, your home, and your life. You will hear about the foods, herbs, and daily practices that aid and facilitate detoxification, and the new and exciting research on clay, charcoal, infrared heat, and more. 3. Nourish cells. Beauty is truly built at a cellular level, and your ability to replace and repair cells is the defining characteristic of how strongly you are able to maintain your youth. Furthermore, beauty is not predetermined by genetics. Just because your mother or father has varicose veins, wrinkles, belly fat, or cellulite, doesn't mean you will too. Instead, genes are largely influenced by lifestyle, the foundation of a revolutionary new science called epigenetics. You will learn in the Nourish Cells chapter about using the science of epigenetics to activate the genes that manifest beauty, keep your youth and energy, stop the aging clock, and flip the switch on your appearance. You will become keenly aware of which vitamins and minerals hydrate and support cells, and which foods and lifestyles cause chronic inflammation. 4. Balance hormones. Everything we do influences our hormones. Many of the chemicals found in the world today disrupt and sabotage our hormone health, including pesticides and bisphenol A, BPA, and most, if not all, commercial beauty products contain classic hormone disruptors, such as parabens and phthalates, that wreak havoc on the human endocrine system, causing weight gain, especially visceral and, unfortunately, visible belly fat, estrogen dominance, cancer, and many side effects that destroy our beauty and sap our energy. In the Balance Hormones chapter, you will learn all about your hormones and what foods and products disrupt them. You will discover how to avoid common pitfalls and master hormone-regulating concepts that will help instead of hinder you on your path to beauty. You will also discover how critical sleep is to hormone health and beauty. 5. Overcome stress. Daily stress has a powerful effect on our appearance, but it also deeply affects how we feel. The chapter Overcome Stress uncovers the toll stress takes on your body and mind. You will find out why stress might be the cause of your rapid weight gain, early aging, sleeplessness, mood swings, and more. You will hear about stress-busting strategies that will rejuvenate you, including profound silence, breathing meditation, inversions, forest bathing, and more. By applying these time-proven principles, which incorporate the beauty secrets of Ayurveda and traditional Chinese medicine, you will be empowered to make simple food and lifestyle changes that will help you experience the best health ever and feel young and beautiful at any age. The truth is, you are already beautiful. Your body has an innate ability to shine. If you give it what it needs, it will take care of the rest. We can regain our confidence both in ourselves and in our bodies as we move toward beauty as a holistic lifestyle choice. By following the formula prescribed in these pages, you will move toward re-enlivening all that makes up the experience of you. The beauty industry depends upon our lacking this confidence. And because we lack assurance in our own bodies, we take refuge in a superficial system that might be good at masking flaws, such as wrinkles, abdomen fat, and puffy eyes. But these flaws are the body's way of signaling to us that we are on a wrong path. The information in this book is simple and is the right path forward. I promise you, by making a few small changes to your lifestyle, you will experience a huge difference in how you look and feel. Here are the amazing benefits you will gain. Radiant, glowing, elastic skin, free of acne, rashes, and/or wrinkles. Healthy weight loss that is supportive of your lifestyle. Freedom from digestive troubles, such as constipation, bloating, and gas. Reduced stress levels, managed with tactics like meditation, exercise, and breathing. Stronger hair follicles and nails. A healthy diet, rich in superfoods and super herbs, along with access to recipes that increase your energy and vitality. Restful, restorative sleep that comes easily. A healthy sex drive at any age. Regulated hormones that serve you and end insulin resistance, estrogen dominance, and imbalanced cortisol. Clean organs, capable of filtering contaminants from your body in an efficient way. And so much more. My story. I am the son of two medical doctors and was literally conceived in a medical library. I, like my mother and father, once believed in the power of modern medicine. I would go to my dad's practice and watch the steady flow of sick people seeking help. Over time, I realized that the medical and pharmaceutical industries rob Peter to pay Paul. Just like the beauty industry today, they mask the symptoms of disease without addressing the underlying causes. This left a deep impression on my mind, and I began to investigate where to find true health. What I discovered was the inherent power and abundant healing ability of Mother Nature. My close relationship with nature began at a very early age and followed me through my teenage years and into adulthood. I bought some land and became a farmer. At my agricultural research center in Hawaii, known as Noni Land, I now grow cacao, chocolate, vanilla, avocado. They don't call me David Avocado Wolf for nothing. Coconut, mango, noni, coffee, passion fruit, macadamia nuts, baobab, star fruit, lychee, longan, the Panama berry tree, citrus fruit of all types, tulsi, ashwagandha, jackfruit, durian, breadfruit, black sapote, eggplant, the Pau d'Arco tree, aki, and more. I often hand-pollinate each vanilla and durian flower. One thing I have concluded from this personal interaction with plants is that they are intelligent, and the information they communicate can make us happier, healthier, and more beautiful. My beauty and health expertise does not end with plants. I am also a beekeeper. I provide my bees the best superfoods and super herbs ever, so the honey they produce is medicinal. In addition, one of my greatest passions is spring-fed water hunting, finding and experiencing clean, fresh, pure water. As you'll learn in this book, toxin-free, properly hydrating water is one of the keys to a beautiful life. All of these experiences helped me grow on both personal and professional levels. I have written several books about the power of plant-based foods, superfoods, and super herbs, and I have had the privilege and honor to travel and lecture extensively, sharing the information I have learned on the subjects of longevity, superfood nutrition, optimal health, and wellness in 29 countries around the world. I have spent time studying with shamans in the rainforests and mountains of Peru, North American, Native American medicine women, European and British folk herbalists, fit and beautiful permaculture activists living off the land in Australia, Hawaiian farmers reviving traditional Polynesian ways, leading master herbalists of Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic scholars and practitioners, Rudolf Steiner with his legacy of spiritual literature, and more. These sources have all shared with me their most powerful ancient timeless beauty secrets. And although each of their philosophies may differ slightly, there is one truth shared by all. Beauty is a reflection of optimal health on physical, mental, and emotional levels. No matter who you are, whether you are a single mom or a celebrity, a farmer or a fashion model, an elite athlete, a weekend warrior, a business executive, a stay-at-home dad, or a teenager. Living a nature-inspired lifestyle like the one described in this book will reconnect you with the most powerful foods and medicines on Earth, and will move you toward vibrant health. The Beauty Diet reflects my passions. It is the culmination of all I have learned in my travels, my decades of study, and my dedicated research into what causes people to experience the best health ever, reflected in their radiant skin and abundant vitality. I cannot wait to share this information with you. How to use this book. My guess is that you already know some of the information I'm going to share with you. You have probably done some research yourself, and or know me and my previous work on natural health, beauty, and nutrition. While I encourage you to listen to this entire book from beginning to end, and in that order for optimal beauty results, I understand that you may be looking for something specific, or maybe coming to this book with a wealth of knowledge already. For that reason, I've supplied many resources throughout the book and on the enhancement to keep the experience smooth, engaging, and informative. Superfoods and super herbs. If you're looking for quick information on the top 12 superfoods and top 10 super herbs for beauty, this chapter functions like a manual you can refer to again and again. 3-day beauty cleanse. If you're ready to dive into a powerful beauty detox, a 3-day cleanse with recipes appears on the enhancement. 1-week beauty jumpstart. Ever wonder what a perfect week of eating for beauty looks like? Ever wonder what I eat every day? Flip to the 7-day beauty jumpstart on the enhancement to learn more. Recipe list. You'll find detoxifying, cell-supporting, and nutritious recipes on the enhancement as well, along with beauty recipes and a glossary of terms. Are you ready to start living a healthier, more beautiful life? Let's get started. Beauty Factor 1. Eat for beauty. The subtle energy of your food becomes your mind. The Upanishads. I have spent most of my career exploring and explaining the extraordinary benefits of a plant-based and superfood-based diet. We are what we eat is a time-tested mantra, and it rings true today more than ever before. Our current food industry is based upon economics. The quality of our food and how healthy it is have become less important than profit. Degenerative diseases are increasing at unprecedented rates, and as a population, we are suffering from malnutrition and obesity simultaneously. A crucial first step in correcting these issues is to open our eyes to the ways the food and beauty industries operate, and to sidestep their entire perverted paradigm. Walking in the grocery store is like walking in a minefield. Although there are some good choices available, avoiding the pitfalls takes knowledge and keen discernment. Overcoming the craving for fake flavoring-filled food might be hard, but you can learn to recognize clever marketing and the obvious manipulation of food labeling laws. It astounds me that people still think natural flavors has anything to do with actual food. For example, some orange juice brands contain natural flavors. What is natural flavoring? It is simply chemical compounds developed in a food flavoring laboratory that taste like something natural. In the case of the juice, oranges. Natural flavors can consist of up to 100 different ingredients. This is the mechanism by which processed food, containing beauty-killing ingredients such as refined and processed oils, can be altered to taste like anything at all. Although people can debate the dangers or benefits of flavoring agents, one thing is clear. Flavorings are developed to hide what is underneath, which, in many cases, is nutrient-absent or even cancer-causing ingredients. Food companies have spent millions on this one aspect of food production, and the payoff for them has been huge. There is little difference between the cosmetics industry and the food industry. Both use the current labeling laws, or lack thereof, to essentially deceive consumers and rake in enormous profits. By opening your eyes to this, you can walk through your grocery store aisles and make much better food and personal care product choices. Beauty is an inside job. For decades, my message, drawn from personal experience, meticulous research, and strong anecdotal evidence, has been very straightforward. Take the ancestral approach to optimal health and radiant beauty by eating organic whole foods as close to nature as possible. Consume a plant-based diet if you can. Incorporate superfoods and super herbs. Avoid genetically modified, chemical-laden, processed frankenfood. But I did not always eat this way. Like most American kids, I once ate the standard American diet, SAD, which consisted of Lucky Charms cereal, Wonder Bread, pasteurized, homogenized, glow-in-the-dark, larvicide-laden, herbicide-laden, fungicide-laden, genetically modified, hormonally altered milk in a plastic leaching jug cut with tap water. My parents didn't know any better. I didn't know any better. On my way toward getting my master's degree in nutrition, I began a journey of upgrading my diet by juicing celery, as well as eating whole, natural foods, including cucumber, tomato, and what would soon become my favorite, avocado. Sounds super simple, right? That's because it is. As I gradually decreased the amount of junk I ate and increased the amount of nutrient-dense, organic, unprocessed foods, I started to feel better. Then I discovered superfoods, way before superfood became a buzzword, like cacao, goji berries, coconut oil, and maca. In fact, with many of these superfoods, I was the first person to put them up on the internet. When I started eating these superfoods, there was a definitive shift in my consciousness. It was easier to make healthy food choices because I understood and was experiencing their benefits directly. My complexion improved. My concentration dramatically increased. My recovery after workouts was faster. My energy levels were through the roof. And my teeth and gums were healthy. These improvements had me convinced that health and beauty were accomplished from the inside out. After all, you are what you eat from your head down to your feet. Next, I was led to the sacred super herbs. Pearl, schizandra, tulsi, and hishu wu. I became a student of Chinese tonic herbalism and discovered the principles of jing, qi, and shen. I started to incorporate them not just in what I ate, but also in my philosophy of life. I realized my calling in the world was to educate people on the power of Mother Nature and all her abundant offerings, including the hidden gems that had made such a difference in my well-being. I started lecturing all around the country, and eventually the world, impassioned by my desire to help people look and feel their best ever, every day. Nature is simple in its complexity. Within one food, we can find medicinal polysaccharides, essential fatty acids, vitamins, minerals, flavonoids, proteins, and amino acids, the steadfast building blocks for strong, supple, glowing skin, hair, nails, and teeth. My advice is to let nature do the work for you. There is no need for the human-made, synthetic, chemical concoctions that are taking a devastating toll on our health and environment, and that are the instigators of aging and poor health. The industries of food and cosmetics would have you believe there are no natural solutions to any of your problems. I find it strange that not one hospital in the United States has even a single natural treatment for anything. Think about that. A mere 100 years ago, there were only natural treatments for everything from a headache to wrinkly skin. We may think we have become more sophisticated in our approach to health, but in reality, we have completely lost the plot. Obesity, heart disease, cancer, accelerated aging, stress, and inflammation have reached epidemic proportions. We need to go back to the basics. I assure you, by eating the foods I prescribe in this chapter, you will activate your potential to experience health and vitality on every level. By relying upon the wisdom of the ancients, we take the guesswork out of what to eat to be healthy and beautiful. We don't have to follow the latest celebrity fad diet, take the most recent magic health bullet, or continue to be bewildered about what to put into our bodies. Instead, we need to give our bodies the foods and herbs that contain high concentrations of vitamins, minerals, enzymes, antioxidants, and that are alkaline and anti-inflammatory. These also support, as well as enhance, the body's natural ability to look and feel the best ever. I believe that when we consistently eat an optimal diet, we aid the body in replacing cells, optimizing digestion, gently removing toxins, and assimilating key nutrients that cause gorgeous skin, shiny hair, strong nails, and a stunning smile. Basic Beauty Nutrition. Beauty nutrition begins with a clear understanding of the role fats, carbohydrates, and proteins play in supporting our health and beauty. The best beauty diet is one where these three fundamental components of healthy eating are eaten in proper proportion. Each one of these pieces of the dietary puzzle has been feared, demonized, or championed at one time or another, with a multitude of dietary paradigms and the experts continuously changing their advice as to the best way of eating. Is it any wonder that 76% of Americans feel it's impossible to know which nutritional guidance to follow? In fact, 52% state that filling out their income taxes is more straightforward than trying to figure out what they should eat. We need to sort through all the conflicting information to understand how to approach these three nutritional categories and how to apply that understanding to our unique body type. Fats, carbs, and proteins are all equally important to the body's ability to express beauty. When you eat too many fats and oils, for example, you can prompt weight gain and heart-related issues. But it's critical to eat enough fat to maintain the elasticity and moisture of your skin. Carbohydrates from real food sources like raw fruits and vegetables make us glow, fueling us with energy to get through our day with their rich stores of vitamins and minerals. Conversely, processed carbohydrates spike blood sugar, cause weight gain, and create inflammation. The right amount of protein, meanwhile, allows us to create the basic building blocks to power our cells, creating soft, supple skin. Too much protein can cause body odor and acne breakouts. When we begin to understand how to consume proteins, carbohydrates, and fats in a balanced, healthy way, they can work synergistically within us to create the most radiant health ever. Debunking the fat-free scam. Don't be fooled. Beware of foods advertised as low-fat, light, reduced-fat, non-fat, or fat-free. These words are marketing scams aimed at making you think you are selecting a healthier version of a product when, in fact, the opposite is true. Fat adds flavor. Take away fat, flavor is lost. Therefore, fat-free foods are loaded with genetically modified and/or artificial ingredients and chemicals to make up for the loss in taste, such as chemical table salt, sugar, high-fructose corn syrup, modified food starch, maltodextrin, monosodium glutamate, MSG, hydrolyzed vegetable protein, guar, and xanthan. Such ingredients can cause low brain function, gut-related health problems, overeating and weight gain, insulin resistance and diabetes, hormone imbalances, inflammation, and heart disease. Fats. Fats have been thoroughly shamed in the media, but the truth is, we need a healthy supply of them every single day to support our beauty processes. When we eat fat, we are encouraging the growth of muscle tissue, regulating our metabolism, supporting our reproductive health, fighting depression to improve our mood, increasing the strength of our bones, and bolstering our immune system. The brain is made up of and fueled by fat. We literally can't think as clearly without enough of it in our diet. The body requires fat for long-term energy. It supports the function of our thyroid and keeps our hormones in balance by producing cholesterol, which is critical to healthy hormone production. Fat is one of the building blocks in the body that creates healthy skin and collagen. It protects skin cells from sun damage and hydrates the outer lipid layer of our skin to keep it looking plump and youthful. When we eat good plant fat, we take in linoleic and linolenic acid, which are essential fatty acids, EFAs, that the body is unable to produce on its own. We need these EFAs in order for our joints to remain fluid and for all the tissues in the body to function normally, including our heart. Fat allows us to absorb minerals and important nutrients like vitamins A, D, E, and K properly. The composition of our blood and our body temperature depend on fat to stay balanced and lubricated. When we have fat in combination with a meal, it can bolster weight loss efforts by keeping us feeling full for longer periods of time. If fat is so important to overall body function, why is it so frowned upon? The reason can be found in the type of fat we eat, saturated or unsaturated. And the answer as to which is best may surprise you. Saturated fat. Saturated fats have been the target of a massive smear campaign since the 1950s, denounced for clogging our arteries, negatively impacting our cholesterol, and causing us to develop heart disease. While there is some truth to this crusade, because some saturated fats contribute to these problematic conditions, other saturated fats beautify our skin, lubricate our joints, keep our mood stable, contribute to the health of our bones, and make up 50% of our cell membranes. Scientifically speaking, when a fatty acid has all its available carbon bonds connected to hydrogen atoms, they pack together tightly and become highly stable. Because of this, saturated fats don't go rancid easily and they become solid or semi-solid at room temperature. It's important to understand that while good saturated fats like coconut oil raise our LDL, bad cholesterol, they also raised our HDL, good cholesterol. And the ratio of the two to each other is a much stronger predictor of heart disease and cardiovascular problems than anything else. Bad sources of saturated fat, like commercially raised red meat and dairy products and commercially prepared baked goods, that raise only our LDL, should be avoided at all costs. The saturated fat in a drive-through cheeseburger is destructive, whereas the saturated fat in coconut oil is critical for bodily functions. Monounsaturated fat. These fats lack two hydrogen atoms in comparison to saturated fats. This means they don't pack together as tightly, are not quite as stable, and tend to be liquid at room temperature. Olive oil is a prime and very delicious example of a monounsaturated fat. It's best to pour this type of fat on top of your food rather than cooking with it, as heat can make it rancid. Best monounsaturated raw food sources? Almonds, avocados, cashews, durian, olives, pecans, and stone-crushed oils. Polyunsaturated fat. This type of fat lacks four or more hydrogen atoms, making it highly unstable and prone to high rancidity. If we look to the past, our ancestors ate a high amount of saturated and monounsaturated fat in the forms of lard, tallow, butter, and olive oil. The rate of heart disease was almost non-existent then. Fast forward to today, and almost 30% of calories in the average American diet come from processed, polyunsaturated fat, like vegetable oil, derived from soy or corn, or from safflower and canola oil. And heart disease is running rampant. These types of polyunsaturated oils oxidize quickly when exposed to heat, oxygen, and moisture, which most often occurs during processing, but can also happen while sitting on the grocery store shelf or when cooked in food. Once they go rancid, polyunsaturated oils contain free radicals. Every time we eat these free radical-filled oils, we increase our risk of liver damage, digestive problems, immune system dysfunction, and reproductive damage. We are subjecting ourselves to DNA-RNA strand damage, impairing our brain function, causing wrinkles and premature aging of the skin, damaging our tissues, organs, and blood vessels, and sparking weight gain. To make matters even worse, most polyunsaturated oils contain a very high level of omega-6 fatty acids and very few omega-3 fatty acids. These omegas are best kept in balance. And when we have an abundance of omega-6s in our food, we mess with our prostaglandin production. This disruption can create blood clots, high blood pressure, inflammation, weight gain, and decreased immune system function. We do have the choice to enjoy quality, polyunsaturated fat sources that come from nature, though, and they can be beneficial to our overall health and beauty. Best polyunsaturated fat raw food sources: borage seed oil, chia seeds, hemp seed oil, hemp seeds, flax, flax seed oil, primrose oil, and walnuts. Note, it is important to keep these oils in dark containers, out of direct sunshine, and only use oils that have been cold pressed, not heat extracted. Hydrogenation. Hydrogenated oils are free radical-filled, polyunsaturated fats that should be liquid at room temperature, but go through a chemical process to alter their form. Tiny metal shards are added to the oil, along with starch and soap-like emulsifiers. The mixture is steam-cleaned, and then dye and flavor are added. We end up with compressed blocks of margarines and shortenings. The way the hydrogen atom moves during the process described straightens out the molecule, and we call this resulting creation a trans fat. Trans fats are 100% toxic to us. But unfortunately, the body doesn't recognize them as such. The cells take them in as if they were properly constructed saturated fats and incorporate them into the cell membranes. These Frankenstein fats disturb the chemical processes of the cell going forward, leading to high cholesterol, cardiovascular difficulties, and other long-term illnesses. Trans fats are even worse for you than regular, rancid, polyunsaturated oil. Please avoid them at all costs. Seek out extra virgin olive oil and coconut oil instead. Carbohydrates. Carbohydrates, sugars, are one of the most misunderstood yet critically important parts of a healthy diet. Our cells need sugar as fuel. It just has to be the right type of sugar, meaning the carbohydrate sugar from an apple is not the same as the carbohydrate sugar from a donut. The proper carbohydrates not only fuel us with energy, but also keep our weight in check, contribute to a healthy heart, keep our digestive system moving, regulate our insulin and cholesterol, power our muscles, uplift our mood, increase our focus, and enhance our overall beauty and health. The wrong carbohydrates can do the complete opposite by robbing our pancreas, adrenals, and bones of vital minerals, making our skin look puffy and pale, slowing down our brain function, and causing us to gain weight. So how do we know which carbohydrates we should and should not eat? The answer lies in the type of carb and where we source it from. Carbohydrates are made up of carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen, and depending on how these elements are arranged, they build single or double sugar units known as simple carbohydrates, monosaccharides and disaccharides, longer sugar chains known as complex carbohydrates, polysaccharides, and indigestible complex units, fiber. All carbohydrates get broken down by the body into monosaccharides, single sugar units, because this is the form the body uses for energy. Muscles, including the heart and the brain, require a steady stream of sugar for continuous function. It's not practical to eat constantly, and so the body stores carbohydrates to be used for ongoing muscular activities in the liver. What isn't stored moves into the bloodstream to support the mitochondria in creating nucleotides, ATP and GTP, which fuel cellular activity. Simple carbohydrates. Simple carbohydrates like glucose, fructose, sucrose, galactose, mannose, and ribose, note the telltale os at the end, are already monosaccharides and are easiest for the body to absorb and digest. We have the choice to eat natural sources of simple carbs, unrefined, or processed ones, refined. Both types raise our blood sugar swiftly when we need quick energy, as they can enter the bloodstream within minutes. The difference is in their nutritional value. Unrefined simple carbohydrates. Unrefined simple carbohydrates like raw organic fruits, wild fruits with seeds, and honey contain high amounts of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits have the added bonus of being digested more slowly due to all their natural fiber, which helps stabilize blood sugar levels and control appetite. Refined simple carbohydrates. Refined simple carbohydrates are processed foods. Because of the temperatures used during processing, they lose all their naturally occurring healthy elements like fiber, minerals, and vitamins. Oftentimes, they end up filled with chemical preservatives and additives as well, due to chemical processing methods. Refined carbs can not only damage our internal organs, but can contribute to major health concerns like obesity, heart disease, and cardiovascular problems. Eating refined carbs results in higher spikes in blood sugar, and due to the chemicals in them, they are addictive for our body and brain. I'm talking about things like enriched cereals, white bread, white rice, pastries, white flour, pies, cakes, and so on. A good rule of thumb is if it's in a package, avoid it. Refined sugar is one of the worst possible carbs, and I could write an entire book on how destructive this substance is in the body. White sugar, brown sugar, high fructose corn syrup, these chemically created, highly addictive substances dramatically raise glucose levels, creating artificial energy bursts that lead to energy crashes, prompting mood swings and depression as the brain starts demanding its chemical fix. Refined sugar is as addictive as cocaine and heroin, lighting up the same pleasure centers in the brain. In the 16th century, the royal courts of Europe enjoyed refined sugar as a recreational drug for this very reason. I can emphatically state that refined sugar is one of the biggest obstacles to health and beauty our country has ever encountered. The saddest part of this is that so much of our food marketed toward children is loaded with high fructose corn syrup, and this dangerous chemical shapes the taste buds and eating patterns of an entire generation. We are now the most obese country on earth, and there is no end to this in sight unless we start making better carbohydrate choices. One of the largest beauty-killing threats posed by refined sugar is glycation. which destroys the smoothness and flexibility of the skin. When a sugar molecule bonds or cross-links with a lipid or protein, it creates advanced glycation end products, AGEs. These AGEs are problematic for two main reasons. First, they create ongoing inflammation in the body as they float around in the bloodstream. The immune system considers them to be foreign invaders and mounts a constant inflammatory response against them. Second, the beauty proteins collagen and elastin get destroyed when attached to these proteins. This turns beautiful, elastic, soft skin into wrinkled, leathery skin over time. My best advice to combat glycation is by following the guidelines of traditional Chinese medicine. Their key beauty strategy is to eliminate cravings for refined sugars through the consumption of bitter herbs and the use of all five flavors: salty, bitter, sour, pungent, and sweet. This has a profound effect over time, adjusting our taste buds. By eating bitter herbs, fermented foods, and fresh vegetables, we give our taste buds a reset, away from the excessively sweet, which reduces our cravings for it. Digestible complex carbohydrates, polysaccharides. Starch, glycogen, inulin, and cellulose digest more slowly because the body needs to put some work into breaking them down into monosaccharides. This is why a bowl of steel-cut oats will give you more steady energy and keep you feeling satiated longer than a piece of fruit. Complex carbs can be found in barley, beans, brown rice, lentils, millet, oats, quinoa, and vegetables such as potatoes, squash, and sweet potatoes. Indigestible complex carbohydrates, fiber. Cells don't source nutrients from fiber because it cannot be absorbed by the body. However, it's critical to keep things moving through the digestive system, if you know what I mean. There are two types of fiber, soluble and insoluble, and we need to make sure both are in our diet. Soluble fiber. Soluble fiber is found inside plant cells and turns into a gel-type paste when mixed with the water in the digestive tract. This helps to soften our stool, increase the absorption of nutrients, and regulate our cholesterol levels. It keeps us feeling full for longer, so we don't overeat. Insoluble fiber. Insoluble fiber is found in the walls of plant cells and is key to avoiding constipation. It doesn't break down in the presence of water, so it adds mass to our stool, helping things move along. Simple carbohydrates, digestible complex carbohydrates, and indigestible complex carbohydrates are equally important to us, so it's important to make sure we incorporate all three types into our diet. Stick to carbs like organic and or wild fruits, root vegetables, dark leafy greens, raw nuts and seeds, seaweeds, and, my favorite, raw cacao. You will see and feel the difference that avoiding refined carbs makes when you start choosing nutrient-dense, beauty-enhancing, unrefined carbs instead. Protein. I am a walking mass of protein, and so are you. Next to water, protein makes up the greatest portion of our body weight. The most abundant protein within us is collagen. This key protein contributes to shiny hair, smooth skin, strong nails, and healthy bones, and keeps ligaments and tendons supple. Thanks to collagen, we're able to move, bend, and stretch without pain. Another critical beauty protein, keratin, stops hair from becoming dry and brittle, nails from breaking easily, and skin from looking dull and wrinkled. Protein helps us grow muscles and tendons, build strong tissues and ligaments, and repair cellular damage. Without protein, no organ, bone, or muscle could function properly. We wouldn't be able to make the hormones serotonin and dopamine to fuel the brain. keeping us feeling balanced and happy. We wouldn't be able to make the insulin in our pancreas or the thyroxine secreted by our thyroid. Every single function in the body relies on protein because the cells rely on protein. Amino acids. When we look deeper into the structure of protein, we see it is comprised of 22 amino acids, as well as hydrogen, oxygen, carbon, nitrogen, and sometimes phosphorus and sulfur. It's the amino acids that are used by the microscopic machinery within cells as powerful building blocks for all the vital tasks they perform in the body. Of the 22 amino acids that form protein, only 13 are created by the body. The remaining 9 we must take in through our food. When a food contains all 9 essential amino acids, we call it a complete protein. Several of my favorite plant-based foods meet this standard. AFA algae, almonds, amaranth, bee pollen, black beans, buckwheat, chia seeds, chickpeas, chlorella, hemp, kidney beans, marine phytoplankton, pumpkin seeds, quinoa, seaweed, and spirulina. There is a common myth out there that you can't eat enough protein on a plant-based diet. Science has proven this to be untrue. In reality, cooked animal muscles, meats, are poor quality protein sources. Cooking coagulates the proteins and destroys the natural enzymes. This makes the proteins harder to digest, and even worse, turns them into inflammatory compounds within the body. Conversely, the elastic, lightweight amino acids in uncooked plant foods are highly digestible and fully able to be utilized by the body. The most available sources of plant-based protein are almonds, bee pollen, blue-green algae, chlorella, durian, goji berries, grass, powders, and the mature blades before they have flowered. Green leafy vegetables, including arugula, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, collards, green cabbage, kale, parsley, and spinach. Hemp seeds and protein powder, Incan berries, maca, marine phytoplankton, olives, propolis, pumpkin seeds, spirulina, sprouted grains, sprouted wild rice, and watercress. When people say they can't possibly get enough protein without eating animal flesh, I like to point out that all of the strongest, largest animals on Earth feed their enormous bodies with plants, especially algae, green leaves, and plankton. Probiotics. Scientists have discovered that our bodies are 90% microbial, with over 100 trillion microbes living inside of us. We all have good and bad bacteria, and eating organic, raw, and fermented food is the way to tip the scale in favor of beneficial bacteria. Fermented foods produce probiotics that populate the digestive system with live enzymes and microflora. These bacteria help the body by detoxifying it, strengthening the immune system, assisting with metabolism, supporting good digestion, reducing inflammation in the gut, and manufacturing important vitamins. You can measure your health by the amount of beneficial bacteria in your body because it is a direct reflection of your inner environment. Enzymes. Enzymes are tiny proteins found in living cells in raw foods. They act as catalysts within the body to speed up chemical reactions and aid in the digestive process by breaking down large molecules. Digestion of food begins in the mouth. When the food reaches the stomach, it undergoes a hefty period of chemical processing due to the hydrochloric acid, HCl, there. Unfortunately, as we age, our HCl naturally decreases. If we aren't proactive about counteracting this decrease by increasing our enzyme intake, we begin to accumulate undigested food materials in our intestines, leading to inflammation, weight gain, bloating, skin eruptions, and overall fatigue. Protein powder. Protein powders are one of the most consumed supplements in the country, and yet their quality is mostly unregulated